God bless you. Once again, you are welcome to the Bright Assembly Church. Because we came here not to see any man. We came here to see Jesus. But you have to look at this critically. This is something we've been echoing time without number. Pastor has echoed this time without number. You have to understand that God is not an entertainer. We've seen God move in a tremendous dimension in our midst. Now, we are not talking of what we've seen outside. We are talking of what God has been doing amongst us here in the Bright Assembly Church. Now, is he entertaining us? No! God is not an entertainer. You should please catch that. He's not an entertainer. You know, I remember during this COVID period when I lost my phone. I misplaced my phone. And when I got a new phone, and I was going to retrieve my line. I remember when I went to the MTN office there, I sat down waiting for my turn outside. And I came across a discussion of some people that were sitting down very close to me. Some selling some things, some were selling nose masks and some other things. Some ladies. Now, one of them ran to her friend and said, they don't steal my phone. They kidnap my papa. Then kidnap my papa. You know, and the other one was saying, what happened? She was trying to explain that her father probably visited somewhere, the neighboring village, with the king of their village, and they kidnapped, when they came to kidnap the king, they kidnapped the father also, because the father was part of the entourage, and she was wondering. Now, looking at her, you will see that she has nothing within her to serve God, as in, she's living her life anyhow. You know, but while she was saying that one, the other one too came and said, let me say, you go look for one church, make you go. Find one church, make you go today, so that then go find your papa for you. That one say, He say, yes now. Say, me, I know they joke with that kind of thing, no. Say, as a day, so I'll be wafi gelo. So that was when my attention got there. I say, maybe God is trying to minister to me. So the other one say, which church have you go today, Which church? That one say, okay, no worry, they come, man, go ask, man, know the church where they on today, so that you go, if you go. So that you go know anything will happen, you know. And the girl started closing her shop. Why was she going? Because her father was kidnapped. Hallelujah. Now listen. The reason why I am coming this way is so that you will not come to God. Because the only reason why you are coming to God is so that God will solve a problem for you. Now it is very dangerous when you come to God like that. There are two things. When you come, several people have approached God like that. And the truth is, when you come, most of the time, God could answer your prayers. Immediately you come, you will discover now that before you know, the Lord will pick up your case. Oh, and you say, I never knew he will answer me this way. Hold on. It is not I never knew he will answer me this way. The first thing you are to do is to sit down, because when God comes down to manifest himself in a supernatural dimension around you, there are people that have been healed. We've witnessed tremendous healings here. What you are supposed to do is, why God is doing it, is he's doing it so that you will sit down and begin to ask questions. Who is this God? It is meant, when God answers that prayer, it is meant to draw your attention to him. What he's actually doing is to ignite a pause button so that you will pause and look at him again. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. God is doing it so that you will wait, and then your attention will be drawn to him that was pierced for you on the cross, so that you will know him better. He's not doing, he's not one Father Xmas somewhere. God does not entertain. And the truth is, when you come to God, He delivers. When He was nailed on the cross of Calvary and before He gave up the ghost, He shouted, "It is finished." First of all, He went there to be nailed. Let's see. He went there to be nailed first to destroy that nature that has been injected into the human race so that He will redeem His own seed. But that thing that was done on the cross of Calvary came with a full package. When you come to Him and you are in Him, deliverance will also follow, healing will follow, prosperity will follow. It's a total package. The Bible says, He said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." And what will happen? "And I will give you rest in all dimension." The Bible said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and every other thing will be added unto you." Pastor was making a statement in one of his sermon, and he has made it severally. He said there was one day he sat down and he was watching a program on the television, and he was seeing so many tremendous things happening. He saw a deliverance session that was on, and demons were screaming out of people and talking, communicating with the man of God that was ministering. And then he said, while he was listening to it, he said the Lord spoke to him. He said, "They are not being delivered." He said, "They have not received their deliverance." I'm saying this because it's a restoration service, and so many of us have come here to receive deliverance. And now he was trying to understand, okay, how do they receive their deliverance? The permanent deliverance only comes. You can only receive permanent deliverance when you are under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those of us that are not new here, you've heard this time without number. So it's not a new thing. Can they quickly screen Matthew chapter 28 verse 19? This is where true deliverance is. Listen, if you want to be delivered and have a lasting deliverance, some of these truths you will not be told. The most dangerous thing you can do, hear me clearly, the most dangerous thing you can do is to present yourself for deliverance if you are not yet under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's very dangerous. Because when you do it, you will only end up having consistent problems. Because that demon will go definitely under the command of the man of God, but it will come back again. Matthew chapter 28 verse 19. And this is how you get under the blood. He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Go ye therefore into the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. True and lasting deliverance only comes when you are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The Bible said they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony in the book of Revelation. He said, "And they loved not their lives even unto the death." They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. The overcoming power is in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you baptize in that name, in the name of the Father, hear me, I say, when you baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, that brings you under the blood of Jesus Christ, because it is you identifying with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But remember, the emphasis here is the name. The emphasis here is the name. He said, "Baptize in the name of the Father." He did not say, "Go and baptize in the name of God the Father." He did not say, "God the Father." There is nothing like God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. It's not talking about Godhead here. He said, "In the name." The emphasis is the name. He said, "Baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." It means the Father has a name. Search that name by the scripture and baptize in it. The Son has a name. Look for that name in the scripture and baptize in that name. The Holy Ghost has a name. Look for that name in the scripture and baptize in that name. And the name of the Father is the name that he gave to his son. When the angel visited Mary, he said, you will conceive and you will bear a child, and the name of that child shall be called Jesus. And the Holy Ghost is coming in the name. Jesus said, the Holy Ghost will come in his name. I'm just paraphrasing. That is the name. The name of the Father he gave to the Son, and the name of the Son is Jesus. And the Holy Ghost is coming in that name, which is Jesus. So that scripture, what he was trying to say is that you should go and baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And to cut the long story short here, every baptism in the Bible was done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go and check it out. Go to Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, verse 38. Baptism there was in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts of the Apostles chapter 8, chapter 10, chapter 12. Search the baptism there. It was in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That name is the name of the creator of heavens and earth. And the Bible said that the mention of that name in Philippians chapter 2, every knee bows, things in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. And the Lord will bless you. And look at what happens. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. When you do that, what will happen? He that believeth and is baptized, what will happen? Shall be saved from what? The destruction that is to come. And not just that, from every nonsense that we want to destroy your life. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Hallelujah. Follow it. I know a lot of people here have listened to our teachings on correct water baptism, and they are here to rebaptize. And as you do so, the Lord will bless you mightily and greatly in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ensure that you come to him to receive him, hold on to him, and be with him, and be under him. And your life will never remain the same again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless us. Can we clap our hands for the Lord Jesus Christ? And remember, when we say this, that correct true deliverance only comes by you baptizing. We've heard cases of people that will come and say, I want to go and baptize. And we'll ask, why are you coming to baptize? They said, they told me to go and baptize. No, it's not by somebody commanding you to go and baptize. Oh, you are going to baptize to receive deliverance. It is wrong baptism. Oh, completely wrong. When you go there, you only go there and swim. You swim and come out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord will bless you mightily in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.